All right. Hello, everybody. Yes, thank you, Christoph. Hello, everybody. My name is Josse, and I will be talking today about generating programmable MPUs with Linalg. From Linalg with MLIR and Circuit. I only have 20 minutes, so I can't show you everything, but I'll do my best. So I'm Josse. I'm currently a PhD researcher at KU Leuven in the MICAS research group, and I've been working on compilers for AI hardware accelerators since 2021. Fun fact, I'm also looking for a job at the end of this year. So if you know anybody who has work, then send them to me. So let's briefly go over the agenda for this talk. So what will you learn in this talk? What are NPUs? How do people design NPUs right now, or as far as I'm aware of how people design NPUs right now, and how people should design NPUs in the future, according to me, with my very opinionated opinion. And spoiler, it's going to be with compilers. So NPUs are processors that optimize dense linear algebra. If you're not quite sure what dense linear algebra is, it's usually a bunch of for loops with some arithmetic on a bunch of data. So in this case, for example, this is a C code for an element-wise multiplication. It's quite simple. There's multiplication and there's the for loop. There's other kernels as well, so a matrix multiplication, there's the for loops, and there's a accumulate and a multiplication. And recently, there's also this softmax layer that's super popular, for example, in large language models. So there's a lot of other different operations that are happening here. I think what is quite important for you to know at this stage of the talk is that in MLIR, we typically represent this in the lin-alg dialect, and so you'll see that at a much higher level of abstraction, you will be representing kind of the same thing. So the for loops are represented as affine maps, and then the operations themselves are actually represented in the various dialects that MLIR has. So for example, floating point multiplication in this case, for this example. Now, so what is an MPU? There's many examples of MPUs, so you can see the Google Tensor Processing Unit V4, the Apple M1, and all the M series processors after supposedly also have this neural engine. Basically, if you're buying a laptop today or a phone or whatever, chances are that you're having one of these NPUs. And so you might be wondering, are they useful? So according to research, I'm mainly doing research, our stance on this is yes, of course. There's this graph on the left that shows you that a lot of things that we have been trying to do are currently not possible anymore. So we cannot scale up the frequency anymore. Scaling up the single thread performance is also difficult. Scaling up power is difficult, and a number of logical cores is also difficult, but we can keep having more transistors, so there's more area for specialization, essentially. And then on the right side, there's this plot that shows you the performance per watt increase when they compared in 2017 the TPU V1 versus various configurations of CPUs and GPUs. And you can see that for this example specifically, they get a 200x increase. You should know that this is for an not implemented example, it's still research. But in reality, are they really useful? Yes, but according to me, it's mostly for marketing, because in reality, it's quite difficult to use them. These units, they can be too specific for newer workloads. So maybe they were designed 2 years ago, and 2 years ago there were neural nets or there were AI workloads, but people have moved on, there's new AI workloads, and they just don't work on these old accelerators anymore. Also, most compilers cannot leverage them directly. So if you send the C code into Clang and you expect it to work on your Apple Neural Engine, well, probably it will never end up there. And also, the hardware, firmware, and libraries are often closed source. So tough luck working on these things. So in principle, there's multiple interdependent problems. There are new algorithms for which we fail to quickly create new hardware. There are new, for the new hardware that we create, it takes too long to ship compiler support. And for people to actually use our devices, there's this closed sourceness. People make these new things, they're like, oh, this works really good, and then they won't share it with you. So this is kind of annoying. And so maybe before we think about any solution, it's useful to think about how we ended up with this problematic situation. So how do people typically create NPUs? In the beginning, there's this time where people look at the different algorithms and they start thinking like, oh, it would be cool if we can offload this specific part of an algorithm to an accelerator. Then let's say 2 months later, they start working on the hardware design. Then 6 months later, they're far enough in the hardware design so they can come up with some kind of ISA specification. And then 6 months later, after it's properly settled, then library and compiler development can start. And then 1 full year later, maybe if you're lucky, you can start shipping it to your customers. But I should note that these are very optimistic estimates, and it still takes you 2+ years to go through this full cycle. And by the time, like I just said, if someone has come up with a new algorithm, then all of the work is for nothing because we're starting from scratch again. So this is way too slow. The question is, can we do this faster? And the answer, in my opinion, is yes. With compilers, we can do this thing which I want to call programmable hardware synthesis. But how? Well, we have all of these really cool compiler technologies that we can leverage to do this. So how do we quickly create a machine learning compiler? Well, we have MLIR for that. How do we quickly generate hardware? Well, we can use the Circuit Project, which is a counterpart of MLIR that specifically focuses on hardware design. How do we adapt the compiler to the hardware? Well, if we dynamically register new backends to the created hardware. And how do we quickly develop this? Well, that is by using a few secret shortcuts, which I will share with you later. And of course, everything's happening fully open source.